نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. We recited the verse in tonight's Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot give hidayat to whomsoever you wish to give hidayat. Whoever you love, whoever you wish should get hidayat, it is not possible that you do so except with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who gives hidayat. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still so desirous that every person of his ummah gets his iman. There mustn't be a single soul that goes into the fire of Jahannam. In fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an example is given of a person who lights up a candle and it is burning. And after some time we find moths and butterflies going and encircling the candle. It is almost that they will burn their wings. When this man comes and he wards him off, he moves him away. Like that was the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going towards Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding them back, pulling them back from plunging into the fire of Jahannam. The hadith is, وَأَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ. I am holding you by your hips. In other words, with great force I am restraining you, pulling you back. But despite all this effort and cry of mine, you still desire to push yourself and plunge yourself into the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this worry and concern that no person of his ummah may enter the fire of Jahannam. So he would go to those people who were his enemies, those who will hurt him, who will swear, and scoff and mock him, those people who play thorns in his path, those who will call him sahir, magician, call him Majnoon, you are a mad, insane person. Despite the fact that they put the intestine of the camel on his back, and despite the fact that Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth who did that, and also he began to strangle Rasulullah sallam once with his shawl. So many sacrifices Rasulullah sallam had to undergo, but his worry was that his ummah must be safe from the fire of Jahannam. And therefore, he cried when his beloved uncle Abu Talib, who he was so fond of, and Abu Talib was so fond of him. Abu Talib was a pillar of support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a time when the other leaders and the other uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they come to Abu Talib and say, now you got to stop your nephew. Stop our nephew from preaching this deen. You must forsake this calling towards this oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's stopping our people from worshipping idols. He's causing friction, this disunity amongst us. So you better stop him, otherwise we will sort him out. Abu Talib goes, reluctantly he goes and he explains to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved nephew, why don't you stop doing this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my beloved uncle, if you place the sun in the right hand, my right hand, the moon in my left hand, then too I will not stop calling toward the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until I die, until I am destroyed. Oh Allah, makes this deen dominant and Allah spreads this deen throughout the four corners of the world. So imagine, the same Abu Talib who was a pillar of support, right at his deathbed when Rasulullah sallam is crying to him and pleading to him. And he says, oh my uncle, just say the kalima into my ear only. On the day of Qiyamah, I will bear witness to Allah that you recited the kalima, you died with iman. Abu Talib had the desire, but then he looked around in the room and he saw his other brothers and other chieftains of Makkah. And then he was overwhelmed by shame and embarrassment and disgrace. And he said, no. And he rejected it. He did not recite the kalima. He passed away in this condition. Nabi sallallahu began to cry. He was full of remorse and grief. Allah consoles him. Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So it was a concern of Rasulullah sallallahu recited last night, لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Perhaps Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are killing yourself. The word بَاقِعٌ in Arabic, it's a very hard word. You are killing yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in pursuit of these people who are not believing, not accepting iman. You are going day and night and you are crying and you are crying. You are crying in your salat for your ummah. You are going door and door and door to door and you are knocking. And you are crying that they must come into the fold of Islam. So this was the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that worry, that concern, that fikr. That together with our ibadah that we make and we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have family people, we have friends, we have relatives, we have children, we have people who are close associates with us. We should not ignore the fact that they are far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst we should not have an atom of pride and we should never have that holier than thou attitude and feel that we are very superior and very great. We should cry and make fikr and make dua and slowly win them over towards the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with kind words, compassionate words, in a gentle manner. Shouldn't be harsh. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with wisdom, diplomacy, with kind words, gentle words. And this was the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tonight's tarawih, we recited beautiful incidents. And that was Surah An-Naml. Naml means an ant. Here Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is walking with his huge army, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a very huge army. He had under his control jinn, powerful jinnat. He had under his control the animals, the winds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave him from all good. Now Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is traveling one day, and he had inherited from his father the entire kingdom. Allah ta'ala had blessed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam with a lot of wealth, a lot of treasures, a lot of powers, that he was the ruler of the entire world at one stage. So he's walking with his army, and suddenly he overhears an ant. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ. They come to a colony of ants, and there is a little ant that says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. O ants, enter into your colonies, into your holes. لَا يَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. It must not happen that Sulaiman and his mighty army may trample over you whilst they are unaware of you, because we are so small and so tiny. It mustn't happen that Sulaiman and his mighty army, not knowing that we are walking and crawling, they must not trample over us. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had blessed him. He could understand the language of the animals. He could understand the language of the birds. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهَا. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and then he laughed aloud at the statement of this little, tiny little creature. And then he pondered. He said, this tiny little creature understands the ni'mat that Allah has given me. The power, the vigor, the strength, the mighty army has given me. Allah has given me. And therefore then he says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّذِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. And then he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, for all the ni'mas you blessed me and my parents also. He thanks Allah for giving his parents also those bounties, because it was through his parents that he received these bounties and this ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, I thank you, O Allah, for giving me the ability to do a'mal saliha. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Such actions that you will be pleased with. And then he makes dua, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ. O Allah, imagine this is Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah. He says, O Allah, enter me through your mercy. في عبادك الصالحين, amongst your pious sons. So we should always make this dua. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam also made the dua. وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, make me die with iman, make me be amongst the group of the salihin. Those who are pious, those who are righteous, those who do good deeds. Then he started checking on his army, and checking especially on the birds. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرُ. And suddenly he looks and he sees that Hudhud, the hoopoe, is not there. Mali la aral Hudhud. I can't see Hudhud, the hoopoe. Am kana min al ra'ibin. Is he absent? He should have been present. Where is he? If he doesn't come here now, I will punish him. Or I will slaughter him. So he's Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, I will punish him by removing his feathers, and then Hudhud will not be able to fly anymore. Or I will slaughter Hudhud. أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Unless he brings to me a solid proof for his absence. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. It wasn't long when Hupu and Hudhud appears, and then he tells Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he gives his excuse, he says, فَقَالْ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِدِّهِ. I have come across such a scene, or such a people, or such a group of people, or such knowledge that you have not encompassed.
In other words, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is showing him that no matter, although you have kingdomship over the entire world, you still do not have the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses, that a small bird like a hoopoe has to come and explain to you and give you knowledge of that what you do not know. وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئِ يَقِينٍ. I bring to you some genuine information from the people of Sabah. He says, I found a woman there, Tamlikum, who was ruling over the people of Sabah, and that was Bilqis according to the commentators. She was the queen of Sabah. And he says that she has got all type of treasures and possessions. وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. She's got a mighty throne also. So he talks about the throne of Bilqis. But then he says, oh, Suleiman, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِشَمْسِ. I find her people and herself, they are worshipping the sun. They're not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan has made their a'mal decorative for them. In other words, whatever they are wrong they are doing, they are worshipping the sun. They're not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is making them believe that what they are doing is right. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And therefore Shaitan has stopped them from entering into the fold of Islam. فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. They are not guided. أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ. Why aren't they prostrating to Allah? And here he gives the quality of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Allah الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبْءَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That Allah that removes the hidden from the skies and the earth. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the Quran, in the beginning of the para today also, 20th para, ayat upon ayat in the entire page, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who created the skies and the earth? Who sent the rain down? Who has guided you? Who has provided you the produce from the earth? Who is the one who listens and answers to the person in distress? Who is the one who removes his grief and worry? All the answers are given. It is Allah. If it is not Allah, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you believe it is somebody besides Allah, then bring your proof if you are true in your claim. So Allah talks about His Qudrat, His power. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He removes the unseen, the hidden things from the sky and the earth. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ مَا تُعْلِنُونَ. And Allah is well aware. Allah is well aware of all those things that you conceal. And even those things that you make apparent. Perhaps somebody thinks he's hiding. And he's away from everybody else. And nobody is away of it. جو کرتے ہیں تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسما سے. Whatever you're doing, you are hiding away from the people of the world. From the wife, the husband, the children, the parents. But Allah is watching you from above. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah says, it is Allah, there is no deity but Him. Wa Rabbul Arshil Azeem. He is the Rabb of the real great throne. Bilqis may have a throne. Suleiman may have a throne. But those thrones are nothing compared to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam then says that I want to see whether you are speaking the truth or the lie. Now you must go. Idhab bi kitabi. Take this letter from me. Remember, he is a king. Now there is a rule amongst kings that when they send a letter, it has to be done in a certain manner. He sends Hudhud with this letter. He says, go and cast this letter and give it to those people. Then move aside. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنُمْ. They move aside and then watch. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. What are they, what answer they giving? What are they doing? It is mentioned in the Tafsir Kitab that this Hudhud goes, takes the letter in the beak, goes right into the palace of Bilqis. She was fast asleep. Everything, the doors all were closed, shut. But there was a tiny little hole. This Hudhud goes through. And then he goes, then very gently he throws the letter onto her chest. Suddenly she wakes up. And she realizes that somebody has entered this room and put this letter on me, whereas everything was closed. Then she opens the letter. قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. The message was, Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam wrote, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. He began this letter with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was not a believer. But he wants to show her that she is not worshipping the right deity. And it is only Allah who is worthy of worship. And Allah's quality is Rahman and Rahim. Full of forgiveness. Allah is compassionate. Allah is most merciful. What is the message? Allah ta'alu alayya. Don't exalt yourself over me. Wa'tuni muslimin, come and submit and surrender yourself. And if you don't do this, we will wage war against you. So she consults her courtiers, her people around her. Ya ayyuhal malu, aftuni fi amri. She's asking them for a fatwa. Tell me, what should I do? Ma kuntu qati'atan amran hatta tashhadun. She was very intelligent. She said, I'm not going to do anything until you are present and you give me your opinion. Immediately when they heard somebody wants to attack our queen and our kingdom, they said, qalu nahnu ulu quwwa. We are strong people. Wa ulu ba'sin shadeed. We are able to fight. The matter is left to you, O Bilqis. You decide, but we are ready to wage war. We are ready to fight right till the end. Qalat innal muluk, she warned them. She says, see, this letter that has come, she described it as innahu ilayya kitabun kareem. It's a very noble letter. It's not an ordinary letter. Something very special from somebody very mighty and powerful. And this person has got a very clear and a very sound message. I'm not going to take any chances. Perhaps he comes with his army. And we know what the general habit of kings when they come and they overtake and take over a country. إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. They will annihilate and destroy that entire village. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. And those who have respect, suddenly they will become weak people and they will be humiliated. They will be disgraced. So I'm not taking a chance. Perhaps this may happen. She says, what I will do, I will send to him a hadiah. Probably this is normally the makar and fareb of a woman, that she'll try to entice a man by giving him some gift. So she says, let me send a gift, and let me gauge from this, to see is he being enticed by my gifts or not. So when she sends her convoy and they go and present this gift to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِي بِمَالٍ. You are trying to entice me and aid me and assist me with wealth. What Allah has given me is far more greater and better than what Allah has given you people. My kingdom is far more greater and more mightier. My army is much more larger. Well, antum bihadiyatikum tafra'un. He rejects the gift. He says, you go and you make merriment and rejoice with your gift. I'm not accepting anything. Then he says, irji' ilayhim. He says, we will come to you with such an army that you are unable to oppose. لَا قِبْلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا. And then we will remove you and we will disgrace you. Then he asks his people. So while this message is gone, Bilqis understands that she's not going to take a chance. So she is busy preparing herself to come and submit and surrender before Sulaiman sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wants to show her a miracle. He wants to show her the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to convince her that it is only Allah who does this. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she should bring Islam and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asks his people, is there any person who can bring for me the throne of Bilqis before she even comes here? So there was a very big and huge jinn. He says, I will bring this throne of Bilqis to you قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ, before you can even stand up from your place, O Sulaiman. So quickly I can do it for you. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌ أَمِينٌ. He gave two qualities. He says, I'm very powerful, I'm trustworthy, you must trust me and I can do it. Then we find another person who had knowledge. الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. He had knowledge of the Torah, or the knowledge of the Zabur. So he had this knowledge of Zabur. Ulama say he knew the Ismi Adam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many say it was Asif bin Barqiyya, the cousin of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ الطَّرْفُكَ. Oh Sulaiman, before your eyelids can even, before you can bat an eyelid, or your eyelids can even blink, I will bring the throne to you. And he does so. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam sees that this throne of Bilqis is brought in front of him. Immediately he says, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is through the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our miracles, our powers, our strength, it is only Allah's fazl, Allah who has brought this throne of Bilqis, which was inside her palace. And it was locked up inside the room. But he brought it. لِيَبَلُوَنِي. Allah wants to test me. أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Whenever Allah gives us ni'mat, whether it is material ni'mat, whether it is some skill, whether we have intelligence, whether we're able to recite very well, whether we are able to do business very well, whatever the ni'mat may be, all these ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can take it whenever He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. Are we being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَبْلُونِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ. Whoever is thankful, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. He's doing himself a favor, he's not doing Allah a favor. He's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is for his own good. But whoever is ungrateful, then remember, Allah is ghani, Allah is kareem, Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need our thanks. And if somebody is ungrateful, it's not going to diminish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might and power and strength and position one bit. Allah is kareem. Allah gives us without us, the recipient, being worthy of getting those ni'mas. Then Sulaiman tells his people, alter this arsh. Change it, the color, change the arsh a bit. Let us see. When she comes, does she make out that this is her throne or not? So Sulaiman is testing her intelligence. When she comes, it is asked, Hakada arshuk? Is this your throne? Is this your throne? She looks at it for a moment, she feels that this is definitely my throne. But she has some doubts because the color has changed. So she gives a good reply. She says, كَأَنَّهُ. She says, she gives the right answer. She says, it is as though it is my throne. وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا. She says, we have been given knowledge before that this Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is a very powerful king. وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ. And therefore we have come and submitted. We don't need any type of miracles that he has to perform. We are now surrendering, we are submitting, we are not going to wage war. وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَ تَعْبُدُ مِنْ دُونَ. She hasn't accepted Islam as yet. And those things that she was worshipping the sun, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was an impediment, and she was not worshipping Allah because of those things. And perhaps some of the courtiers and some of her people were still stopping her from bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنْ قُومِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Sulaiman tells her now, shows her the power of Allah. He says, enter this palace. When she enters this palace, فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ, when she sees this palace, حَسِبَتْهُ اللُّجَّ, as she is walking, there is a glass marble, and she thinks it to be the river that is flowing beneath. So when she thinks it's river, some of Fasireen say that she now felt that Sulaiman is going to drown her. What is she going to do? She don't want to be embarrassed, so she walks. But she lifts her skirt slightly that her calves become exposed. Because she is thinking that now her garment will become wet. So she lifts it slightly. When Sulaiman sees this, he realizes that she did not understand. And she thought that this was river. Whereas it was glass that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Sulaiman had built. قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحُ مُمَرَّضُ مِنْ قَوَارِيرِ. It was glass. It was marble-laid glass. And then she realizes, Sulaiman tells her, that you have made a mistake. When she realizes the mistake, she says, إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. I have oppressed, I have wronged myself. وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And she said, I bring iman in the Rabb of Alameen with Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Bring iman with Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in their Rabb, the true Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of all the worlds. So this incident was mentioned in Surah An-Naml of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Bilqis. And Mufassirin say various things that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whether he married her or whether he kept her in charge of Saba, that is immaterial now. Quran didn't mention anything. But the point and the lesson that we learn from here is that the ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, we must appreciate this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must understand this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must not make na shukri of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time realize all these ni'mat that we are given, it is only to the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. واغفر لنا وتب علينا. واغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. لا إله إلا أنت. Oh my Allah, you are so mighty, you are so powerful, Ya Allah. Your arsh is azim, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are so great, you are so kareem, Ya Allah. You give us so much despite us not being worthy of receiving the beautiful and numerous ni'mah that you have given us. Oh my Allah, forgive us for making na shukri to you, Allah. Forgive us for being ungrateful, O my Allah. Allah, make us be grateful servants. Allahumma inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allah, assist us. We are weak. We cannot make your ibadat even correctly. Help us to make your ibadat correctly. Help us to make your shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to take your name correctly also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we feel ashamed. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We feel shy to take your name in public, Ya Allah. We feel shy to perform our salat in public, in airports, or in the bus station, or in the railway station, or in our business places, or wherever it is, and we make our namaz azha. Ya Allah, we feel shy to take, to call out your adhan. Ya Allah, we feel shy to take your name, your dhikr. Oh Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Help us to truly appreciate you, Ya Allah. Make us understand who you are. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, Ya Allah. Give us your proximity, your qurb, Ya Allah. Give us full yaqeen in your might, your power, your strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our lives, Ya Allah. Help us to change our lives, Ya Allah. We cannot do it on our own, Ya Allah. It is only to your karam, your fazal, only your tawfiq, Ya Allah. You have given us so much, Ya Allah. You have given us hidayat, Ya Allah. Increase our hidayat. Ya Allah, make us die with iman and hidayat, Ya Allah. Don't make us die, Allah, on kufr and nifaq and shirk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the iman of our family members, our friends, our children, our parents, our relatives, Ya Allah. The iman of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us have that Quran, that pain, that worry, that fikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, Ya Allah. Make us be true ashiqs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be true ashiqs of you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, when we take your name, Ya Allah, the arsh must shake out of ecstasy and joy, Ya Allah. Give us that batini quwwat and that noor, Ya Allah, in our hearts, Ya Allah. Give us that zahiri a'mal also, Ya Allah. Give us the a'mal that is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That which will please you, Ya Allah. Make us do things according to shariat, Ya Allah. According to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us understand the importance of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the only way of life. That which is ajmal, akmal, ashal, and that is the only way of life that will give us success in this world and the akhirat, Ya Allah. No other way of life is going to give us that happiness and contentment of the heart. No way of life is going to give us that peace and unity between husband and wife, between parents and children, Ya Allah. All other isms, Ya Allah, all other ideologies, Ya Allah, are taking our youth away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're taking them far away from deen, Ya Allah. Oh, masjid, even month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. They are void of the youth, Ya Allah. Only the elderly people are frequenting the masjid, O my Allah. O my Allah, we talk about different parts of the world, my Allah. What terrible conditions are existing there. But O my Allah, you make peace and aman in our country, Ya Allah. Make hidayat spread in our country, Ya Allah. Make every masjid be filled, Ya Allah, with musallis, Ya Allah. Make our masjid abad, Ya Allah. Make tilawat of the Quran in our masjid and at home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our homes abad, Ya Allah. Full of your dhikr, Ya Allah. Full of nur and barakat and rahmat, Ya Allah. Remove the shaitan boxes we have, Ya Allah. Those videos, Ya Allah. And all the bad habits and filthy pornographic material that is there in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us to shun evil, Ya Allah. Remove the khaba'is from our lives and our hearts, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts and fill our lives with tayyibat, Ya Allah. With purity, Ya Allah. Give us a qalbi saleem, Ya Allah. All those sick and ailing, give grant in complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who pass, we grant in maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give him the highest of darajat in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Give us also maut on iman. Make our khatma be on iman. It would ease, Ya Allah. Make the angels of rahmat come down to extract our soul gently, Ya Allah. Do not make those angels who will come down and pull our souls harshly, Ya Allah. Those who come down to take away the souls of evil ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, Ya Allah. Give us barakat, Ya Allah. Give us happiness, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our desires and remove all the difficulties we all experiencing, especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.